everybody, and greetings. Good to see you all, and hope that you're all well and have had a good week. I just want to read this morning from Galatians chapter 4, and then I'm going to read from Luke chapter 10. So Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God. Mark those up, we'll come back to those in a minute. I'm going to read from Luke chapter 10, the parable of the Good Samaritan. Beginning in verse 30. Jesus replied and said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers, and they stripped him and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. And by chance a priest was going down on that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan who was on a journey came upon him. And when he saw him, he felt compassion and came to him and bandaged up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. And he put him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. On the next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, and said, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I return, I will repay you. Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbour to the man who fell into the robber's hands? And he said, the one who showed mercy toward him. Then Jesus said to him, go and do the same. And that's what I want to encourage us with this morning. Two things, I suppose. One of the things that I want to encourage us with is this. The fact that, as it says in Galatians 4, we are adopted into God's family. But I was thinking the other day, it doesn't just stop there. We are adopted not just into God's family for our sake or for God's sake, we're adopted into God's family with a purpose and a mission to fulfill, to bring God's kingdom, share God's kingdom wherever we may go. And that message, that purpose is, as Jesus illustrated in the parable of the Good Samaritan, to go and do likewise. And the urge to go and do likewise, when we really spend the time to think on it and reflect on it, is costly. There is a cost associated to it. There was a cost associated to the Samaritan. His time and his money. And Jesus says to us, to the church of today, go and do likewise. And a practical illustration of this, I suppose, came to my mind recently. One of the things that I've taken to, I think, potentially spurred on by Tom all those months ago when he opened one of our meetings going out for a jog and then closed it on his way back in on that same jog, is to start up running. And I've been doing some running, and I was running in Rickaby Park the other day. And Lucas, if you're watching, sorry I couldn't stop to chat to you. I was about the furthest point from home, and if I'd stopped, I think it would have been game over. So I had to give you a cheery wave and keep running by. But the thought occurred to me as I was out running, that at the start, when you're feeling fresh and you're feeling you know, strong, you're running along, probably running at an okay pace, probably looking all right to anybody driving past. You know, you don't look like you're struggling or anything like that. You look just like you're out for a jog. And anybody driving past and catching a glimpse of you at that moment might think, cool, that person's quite fit. Look at them running along. They're going quite quickly, or they're going, you know, they look like they know what they're doing. They don't know where you've been. They don't know how far you've gone. They don't know where you've come from. They just might drive past and think, wow, that person's fit. One of the things that put me off running for ages, Ellie and I used to joke about it, is nobody really looks like they're enjoying it. But it struck me that maybe if somebody's driving past me when I'm coming back home and I've been on a run, anybody driving past at that moment seeing me might think, God, that person's not a very good advert for running. He looks knackered. He's going pretty slowly. He doesn't look like he's got any running technique whatsoever. He just looks like he's stumbling along the pavement. And it sometimes, I think, can be the same for us in our Christian walk. It's very easy to look at people either within the church or outside of the church and think, God, they know what they're doing. They've got it together. They look really good. They look really organized. They look really sorted. And it's equally as easy at times to look at people and think, God, I'm glad I'm not them. They look really broken, or they messed up there, or they didn't get that right, or I wouldn't have done that if I were them. When really we've got no idea of the backstory, got no idea where they've been, got no idea what's going on, got no idea what they've been through, got no idea how far they might have come on their own particular journey. And I think that now more than ever, certainly in recent memory, for the church, this is a time to engage with the purpose of our adoption as children of God into this global army of believers who God says, go and do likewise. And there is a cost to that. But that's the call God has for his church today. To love, to serve, to give graciously, non-judgmentally, and fully. Just like that Samaritan did. Not expecting anything in return, but knowing that we do so not in our own strength, not from a place of striving for merit or striving for brownie points or striving to achieve something, but knowing that we do so from a place of resting in our all-embracing, all-giving, all-powerful, holy God, who tells us, I am with you always. So, church, be encouraged. There is a mission. That mission is to go and do likewise. To preach the good news, to love, to serve, to give. But we do so in his strength, from a place of victory, because that is what he has adopted us into. Amen.